Okay, so have you ever had one of those moments, when you're like trying to make a decision and you really want to know, like, am I making the right choice here?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, it's almost like we're searching for that, internal compass that's going to point us in the right direction, and we just want to be sure we're on the right track.
Yeah, especially when it's something important,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It's not like picking what to have for lunch or something. This is like about figuring out what's actually best.
Exactly. Those big life choices where you feel the weight of the consequences.
So that's what we're diving into today on this deep dive. Knowing God's will, it's something that a lot of people wrestle with, and we've been spending some time with a course called Biblical Theology for Knowing God's Will.
Interesting title.
Yeah, and it's taught by this guy, Dr. Gary Metters. He's like a professor emeritus of Greek and New Testament, which is pretty impressive, right?
Oh, wow. So he spent decades studying the Bible.
Yeah, like over 30 years teaching at seminaries, focusing on the original languages and the big picture of the Bible. So he's definitely got some serious knowledge to share.
That's a really strong foundation for tackling a topic like this.
Right. So what we want to do in this deep dive is sort of give you an overview of how Dr. Metters approaches this whole question of God's will. We're basing this on his first lecture from the course.
So, like a framework before getting into the nitty-gritty detail.
Exactly. We want to help you build a structure for thinking about this, instead of just going for those quick, easy answers that don't really hold up in the long run.
I think that's what a lot of people are looking for, something more than just a surface-level approach.
Definitely. So Dr. Metters starts off in a kind of interesting way. He really emphasizes getting the big picture first. It's all about synthesis before analysis, he calls it.
That's fascinating. So it's about understanding the whole before breaking it down into parts.
Yeah, he actually refers to some research about how we learn best that way. So like, you wouldn't try to navigate a city by just focusing on one street corner, right? You need to see the whole map first.
Yeah, that makes total sense. You get a better sense of direction when you understand the overall context.
Exactly. And Dr. Metters says that this first lecture, he calls it GM1, is like the most important one to listen to if you're only going to listen to one. It lays out his whole model for knowing God's will.
So even if someone just gets a taste of the course, they should start there to understand his overall approach.
Definitely. And to help people navigate the material, he uses this really simple numbering system for his lectures and notes, like GM0, GM1, GM2, and so on.
Oh, that's a handy way to keep things organized. Especially with a comprehensive course like this, it's easy to lose track of where you are.
Yeah, for sure. And he also makes a point of saying that there are all these resources that go along with the lectures, a table of contents, PowerPoint, slides, notes. He really wants people to use those visual aids to really dig into the material.
So it's not just passively listening, it's about active engagement with the content.
Right. All right, so once we have that big picture and we know how things are laid out, Dr. Metters takes us to what he considers the foundation scripture. Part one of his course is titled Discernment of God's Will is Based in Scripture.
So it all starts with the Bible. That makes sense considering the topic.
Yeah, for him, that's the non-negotiable starting point. You can't really talk about knowing God's will without starting with what the Bible says, right?
Absolutely. It's the primary source for understanding God's character and his plan for us.
And his next lecture, GM2, gets super specific and dives into Bible versions. You might think that's like a weird detail to focus on, but he has a really interesting reason for it.
I'm curious about that. Why spend a whole lecture on different versions?
Okay, so because we're mostly interacting with God's word through translations, right? He thinks it's important to understand the different ways those translations are done. Like, some translations are super literal, they try to stay as close to the original wording as possible. And then others are more functional or dynamic. They try to communicate the meaning in a way that makes sense to modern readers.
That's actually a really important distinction. Different translations can sometimes emphasize different aspects of the original meaning.
Totally. And he's coming from an American context, so he's going to focus on English Bibles. But he acknowledges that people around the world are using translations in tons of different languages. And now there's even AI translation, which is kind of crazy. So understanding the principles of translation is something that's relevant no matter what language you're reading the Bible in.
That's a great point. It encourages us to think critically about the translations we use and how they might shape our interpretation.
Right. Okay, so here's where Dr. Metters takes a step beyond just looking for specific commands in the Bible. Part two of his course is all about how discernment requires a worldview and values model.
So it's not just about finding a verse that tells you what to do.
Exactly. What about those areas where the Bible doesn't give you a direct command? How do you figure out what God wants you to do then? That's what this part is all about.
That's a really practical question that I think a lot of people struggle with. Life is full of gray areas where the Bible doesn't offer a black and white answer.
Yeah, totally. And Dr. Metter says the Bible teaches us in different ways. There are those direct commands, of course, but there are also principles that are implied in what he calls creative constructs.
Creative constructs. That's an interesting term.
Yeah, it's kind of like those big overarching themes and ethical frameworks that we can build by pulling together different parts of the Bible.
So instead of just looking for a single verse, you're considering the whole narrative and drawing out those broader principles.
Exactly. And this helps to explain why there's so much diversity of interpretation within Christianity, right?
Oh, for sure. You have different denominations and traditions all using the same Bible, but sometimes coming to different conclusions about certain issues.
Right. And Dr. Metters points out that while God gave us inspired scripture, he didn't give us inspired interpreters. So those differences in interpretation are kind of part of the human side of things.
I like that way of putting it. It acknowledges the authority of the Bible while also recognizing that human understanding is always going to be a factor.
Okay, so then part three gets into the more personal side of things. It's called Discernment Requires Addressing Subjective Challenges.
No, so this is where we start talking about the inner world and how our own experiences and perspectives can influence how we understand God's will.
Exactly. He talks about stuff like the role of our conscience.
Yeah.
What is conscience anyway, and how does it connect to knowing God? And then there are all those voices in our heads, those internal struggles and doubts.
Yeah, those can be tough to navigate sometimes. How do you know if you're hearing God's voice or just your own thoughts and desires?
Right. And he also talks about the role of the Holy Spirit, which is something that there's a lot of different opinions on, especially in Western Christianity. And then he talks about prayer and how it relates to knowing God's will.
It sounds like this section gets really practical and relevant to everyday life. It's not just about abstract theological concepts. It's about how those concepts play out in our own hearts and minds.
Totally. And then part four is all about putting it all into practice. It's called Practicing Decision-Making by a Biblical Worldview and Model System.
So this is where the rubber meets the road. Yeah. Taking those principles and applying them to real life situations.
Right. Dr. Metters actually uses examples and illustrations to show how you can use his model to make decisions.
That's so helpful because it's one thing to understand the theory, but it's another thing to actually put it into action.
Well, for sure. And one of the key points he makes is that most of the tough issues we face today don't have a simple, direct answer in the Bible. He even uses the example of transgender issues like, the Bible doesn't explicitly address that topic in the way we understand it today.
That's a really important point. It forces us to grapple with how to apply ancient texts to modern complexities.
Yeah, and Dr. Metter says that's where that biblically informed worldview and value system come in. You have to use those to make judgments based on principles and implications.
So it's not about finding a proof text for every situation, but rather developing a framework for thinking through issues in a way that's consistent with scripture.
Exactly. Now, Dr. Metters is really clear that he's not presenting a magic formula. He calls his approach a model, and he emphasizes that it's a system where all the pieces fit together.
So it's not a step-by-step guide. It's more like a lens through which you can view the world and make decisions.
Yeah, a lens that's shaped by the Bible. And he uses this really cool analogy. He quotes a biblical scholar named Robert Mounce, who was talking about the book of Revelation. Mounce said that you know nothing about the book of Revelation until you know everything about the book of Revelation.
Wow, that's a powerful image. It suggests that you can't understand the parts without understanding the whole.
Right. The pieces make the most sense when you see how they all fit together. So to understand the model a bit more, Dr. Metters gives us a little background on himself and his approach.
I'm always curious to hear about the journey that leads someone to develop a particular approach to a topic. Like, what were the influences and experiences that shaped their thinking?
So, as I said, he's an emeritus professor of Greek and New Testament. He was ordained back in 1967. He's been teaching in seminaries for like 3 decades. Mm. His whole focus has been on biblical theology.
That's a really impressive background. He clearly brings a lot of depth and experience to the table.
Yeah. And biblical theology basically means that he's trying to look at the whole Bible as one big story, one grand narrative to understand God's purposes and will. He's super into understanding the original context of the scriptures, you know, like the historical and cultural background.
That's crucial for interpretation, isn't it? Words and concepts can mean different things in different times and cultures.
Totally. And he cautions against just picking and choosing verses to fit your own ideas. He calls that the proof text mentality.
Yeah, that can be a real danger. It's easy to twist scripture to support our own preconceived notions if we're not careful.
Right. Instead, Dr. Medder says we need to focus on contextualization, which means carefully and thoughtfully applying the Bible to our own lives and our own time.
It's about respecting the original meaning of the text while also recognizing that it needs to be interpreted and applied in a way that makes sense for our modern world.
Exactly. And he also points out that our own cultural expressions and traditions can sometimes influence how we interpret God's will. Like we come to the Bible with our own baggage and assumptions.
Oh, for sure. We all have those lenses through which we view the world, and those lenses can definitely color how we read and understand scripture.
So Dr. Medder's aim is to let the Bible be the primary guide, like the ultimate authority that shapes our understanding instead of just filtering it through our own cultural biases.
It's about trying to see things from God's perspective as revealed in scripture, rather than imposing our own preconceived ideas.
Okay, so Dr. Medder also mentions his book. It's called Decision Making God's Way, A New Model for Knowing God's Will. It was published in 2003.
I'm curious, is the book organized in the same way as the lecture series?
He says the publisher actually chose that title. His preferred title was more like A Biblical Theology for Knowing God's Will.
That's interesting. It seems like the publisher maybe wanted something a bit more catchy or marketable, but his original title really highlights his core approach.
It seems like he's not a fan of clickbaity titles. He does say that the lectures and the book cover similar ground, but the order's a bit different. And you don't need to read the book to follow along with the lectures.
So the lectures are self-contained, but the book could be a helpful supplement for those who want to delve deeper.
Okay, so now for those who are really digging into this stuff, Dr. Medder offers some advice for learners. He wants people to come at this with curiosity, to ask questions, and not just settle for easy answers. And he really warns against those like five-step formulas for knowing God's will.
Yeah, those often oversimplify things, don't they?
Totally. It's not about following a recipe, it's about developing a deeper understanding. And he gives some practical study tips too. He says to look over the table of contents first to get a sense of what's coming, to get the notes and slides before you watch the videos, to keep a notebook to jot down thoughts and insights.
Those are such good tips, especially the part about getting the notes beforehand is like priming your brain to engage with the material more actively.
Yeah, I know, right. And he says to always focus on the big picture first before getting bogged down in the details. And he also says that if you want to, you can even reach out to him directly.
That's awesome. It shows he's really open to engaging with people who are seriously interested in this topic.
Yeah, he seems like a very approachable guy. Okay, last but not least, Dr. Medders talks about his own presuppositions, those basic beliefs that he starts with.
This is important, right? To understand where someone is coming from, their starting point.
Totally. So he sees the Bible as the ultimate authority. He believes that God guides us primarily through scripture. And he's really big on careful biblical analysis rather than just relying on feelings or intuition.
That's a pretty common approach within evangelical Christianity, but it's still helpful to hear him articulate it explicitly.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is that he says even if your starting point is different from his model, you can still use his model.
Really? Even if you're not coming from a Christian perspective.
Yeah, like he says, even an atheist could use his framework for analysis. It's about the process of thinking critically and evaluating ideas in light of scripture.
That's a really powerful point. It suggests that the value of his approach isn't just about the specific conclusions, but about the way of thinking that it encourages.
Right. Okay, so just to recap, what are the key takeaways from this intro lecture?
Let's see. First, the Bible is the foundation for understanding God's will. Second, we need to develop a solid biblical worldview and value system to deal with those situations where the Bible doesn't give us a clear answer. Third, we have to be aware of our own biases and how they might be affecting our understanding. And finally, Dr. Medders is presenting a model, a framework that helps us think about all these things in a connected way.
So it's not about easy answers. It's about developing a mature and nuanced approach to knowing God's will.
And a deeper understanding of how scripture can guide us in our lives.
Totally. So if this has sparked your interest, we definitely recommend checking out the rest of Dr. Medder's lectures or maybe even reading his book. There's so much more to explore here.
Yeah, this deep dive has definitely given me some food for thought. I'm curious to see where Dr. Medders goes from here.
And that brings us to our final thought for today. Think about this for a minute. How do your own lenses or presuppositions, those deeply held beliefs and assumptions you have, how do those affect how you approach guidance and decision-making in your own life?
That's a really good question. It's a reminder that we all come to these questions with our own baggage, and we need to be aware of that as we seek to understand God's will.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's been a really interesting conversation.
Absolutely. I've learned a lot.
Me too. Until next time, keep thinking, keep exploring, and keep seeking that deeper understanding.
And keep diving deep.
All right. See ya.